Blog Talk Radio.
Chipotle, or delivered right to your door.
I can't hear.
Tonight, 31 points, 13 rebounds, and 6 assists. 31 points in 31 minutes, 31 points, and 23 shots.
That's more efficient than you were, right? Where you were 10 and 7?
7 and 6 of 13 from the free throw line. 26 and 19 is at 2. Taking it in and fouled on the play. As we take a look at the upcoming national TV schedule, TNT tomorrow, 7 to Eastern, ready for Ravens in game 2 against the Suns. 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Test. Chipotle. Real food always starts with real ingredients in real kitchens. When you order Chipotle, real food starts with you. Whether it's in restaurants, set out for you at mobile pickup, driving through our Chipotle, or delivered right to your door. However you Chipotle is the easiest way to Chipotle.
Check, check, check.
And some guys fit better than others in situations. Some guys may be going well, whoever's going well, you know, but we have confidence in everyone on the roster. In regards to Alford, you know, we're going to always put the best players, the players that we feel will help us win that game. So, and some guys fit better than others in situations. Some guys may be going well, whoever's going well, you know, but we have confidence in everyone on the roster.
Okay. Thank you. Check, 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 check. Check, check. Facebook, what's going on? Twitch, how's everybody feeling out there? Salute to everybody on YouTube. This is another edition of Knicks Fan TV Live. CP the Franchise here on the check-in, presented by Manscaped. Hope everybody's feeling okay out there. Knicks down 1-0 in this first-round playoff matchup against the Atlanta Hawks. On tonight's episode, we're going to talk about what type of adjustments can the Knicks make here to really make this thing a series and get back into this, tie it up and head back to Atlanta, head down to Atlanta, feeling good about themselves. What are the adjustments that you would want to make, whether it's, you know, rotations or, you know, players just performing better? Let us know what you think. Call us up 657-383-1509. You can also call us up on the Discord as well. And also tonight, we will announce the winner of the game two tickets, plus a $200 gift card to the NBA store, and that is sponsored by my Forzano Law Firm. We're going to get into all of that tonight on this quick show. Definitely want to salute everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for you, boy. Hey, man, it was a tough loss, but what a night it was late at MSG, man. It was absolutely electric. 15,000 strong, filled MSG, and, you know, this game was loud from the onset, man. It was loud from the onset. The Garden faithful were there for their team in orange and blue, man, and even though the Knicks would start out slow, we definitely picked it up as soon as Derrick Rose got in the game. No coincidence there. And in the second quarter, he saw all rookies getting it going. IQ was in his bag. Look at Spike jumping up at that like a little kid. You know, you saw Obi posterized Capella. But this man, Trae Young, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Trae Young was just absolutely unstoppable, man. 32 points, 10 assists for Young. And we just had no answers for him, man. Easy money all night long for number 11. And he was playing up to the crowd. The crowd was trying to take him off his game, but he wasn't having it. This was it right here. The RJ dunk on Bogdanović literally shook MSG, man. Obi Toppin was interviewed today and said he felt the ground shaking. That's how packed and just absolutely boisterous this MSG crowd was, man. So, again, they were here for their heroes, man. And the Knicks fought. You know, I thought the third quarter was the end of the third quarter going into the fourth was tough because we had a 7-point lead and Lou Williams pretty much erased it all by himself. And so give credit to Lemon Pepper Lou for really being a spark for that Atlanta bench. Because no doubt, man, he had those guys clicking. How about my guy Alec Burks? 27 points for Alec Burks, man. I've been talking about this guy all year long, and he delivered. Unfortunately, it was all for naught, as the Knicks would ultimately lose this game, man, on a tough, tough possession with Trae Young. Once again, we put in Frank, and Trae toast him on his way to another easy, easy floater in the lane. 107-105, man. Spike wasn't feeling it. I wasn't feeling it. Garden just went quiet. And so that was that, man. Ice Trae killed us, man. Absolutely destroyed us. Last play of the game, I hated it. Turnaround jumper for Julius was terrible. Inbounds was terrible. Execution on the sidelines out of bounds, man, is just not our thing this year. Knicks just aren't there, man. They got to execute a lot better on those sidelines out of bounds, out of timeout plays. You just got to execute a lot better, man. So 107-105, the Knicks fall. And adjustments, man. Playoffs are all about adjustments. This is a seven-game series. It's still early. Obviously, Wednesday night's game is a must-win. Good news is it's one game. Bad news is you got two days to deliberate, to go back and forth, what happened, what went wrong, what went right, and see how we bounce back against this team, man. So what are the adjustments? I think number one, it's how we defend Trae Young. How we defend Trae Young is going to be absolutely pivotal, man, because he was just running amok out there, man. And the pick and roll was there for him. Not just him, Lou Williams. You know, not just him, Lou Williams as well was running amok out of that pick and roll, man. And, you know, the Knicks were going over the screens on all of them, and they were just getting destroyed because we were so concerned with stopping the lob to Capella, which you should, you know, which definitely deserves respect. But, you know, that just gave their guards so much room to score on the floaters. And here's another play right here. You know, Bogdanović gets a wide open three. This is late in the game. This was a pivotal play. But because we were so concerned with Capella, you know, RJ had to hedge and try to control Capella's drives to the basket, which left Bogdanović wide open. That was a big play for them. Huge play for them. So, you know, once again, another one here. Trae Young, easy money. No answers. I mean, this was from 37 feet. You give him this one. You know, I think you'd live with a shot like this. But everything else on their attempts to the basket, we've got to switch up the scheme. Is it Frank that we need in there? You guys let me know. But I think at the least, we have to figure out the scheme to stop him on the pick and roll. Absolutely have to figure out the scheme to stop him on the pick and roll. Because if we don't, it's going to be a long night. Or a short series, put it that way. It's going to be a short series. And so I think we got to start with that, man. I would try to duck under some of these screens and see if you force them into a long mid-range. You even settle for, you know, a low percentage shot. You settle for the three. Because him getting the floaters off, just going unabetted to the basket, just not working. The kid did not work up a sweat last night. Absolutely did not work up a sweat last night. So we've got to do something else and get back to the drawing board. No doubt about it. Got to get back to the drawing board. Because to me, if you're going to have D. Rose and even to a lesser extent Burks chasing these guys around over the screens all night, it's going to be a long night, and especially D. Rose. You want him as fresh as he can be so he can play make on the other end, so he can score for you on the other end. And he did in the crunch time. He did have a clutch floater himself, you know, that push shot that he has. And he did get us back into the game, tied the game for us, did D. Rose. But I think, you know, it's a tall order asking him to try to check Trae Young by running over those screens and trying to keep up with him, because it's just it's not happening. Definitely not happening. And so I was on SNY earlier today. Shout out Ian Begley and Chris Williamson and the gang over at SNY. And here's what Ian Begley had to say about the matchups and how to guard Trae Young. Here's what Ian Begley heard from a scout.
CP, I talked to a scout last week coming into the series, and one thing that he mentioned about what the Knicks could maybe do against Trae Young. He talked about maybe having R.J. Barrett on him at times in the game. He also talked about, hey, force Trae to shoot those 30-footers. That you're much better off having him shoot those 30-footers than you are allowing him to get into the lane, allowing him to crease your defense, create open looks for his teammates. So I'm wondering if the Knicks maybe can make an adjustment in that respect, kind of wall off and force Trae to take those shots, or at least make those shots look more appealing and induce him to taking those 30-footers rather than getting into the paint again and again the way he did game one.
Yeah. So that was Ian Begley talking about, you know, conversations he was having with scouts and what might be a possible adjustment. Maybe throw an RJ out there at Trae Young. What do you guys think about that? You know, throw a little bit of size, a little bit more length out there. You know, could that work? Obviously, we talked about Frank, you know, getting him more minutes in the rotation, not just the situational, you know, closing time. I didn't think that was too fair on him, but maybe get him involved earlier in the game to try to, you know, slow down a Trae Young and a Lou Williams, because he's not stopping anybody. Let's just put that out there. He's not a stopper. But is he our best perimeter defender? Yes. And so maybe you get Frank out there a little bit earlier to, again, try to disrupt some of that rhythm and make them work. These guys did not have to work for anything last night, Trae Young or Lou Williams. And so that's one thing. And then Ian also talked about the possibility of, you know, showing them, just like this shot right here, showing them the 30-footer and daring them to take it, you know, daring them to take a bad shot. He shot 34% from three this season. So that's definitely something that I would look at for game two. And I'm sure Tibbs is looking at that. And with, like I say, with Frank, you know, with Peyton playing 8 minutes, we're wasting time here. And we figured his minutes were going to dwindle down, especially with Rose here. And then on top of that, with Burks being so hot and being a guy that you need on the court for a good chunk of closing time, Peyton's minutes are pretty much, you know, done. And so for me, the 8 minutes you're wasting your time, figure out a way to start Rose. You back him up with Burks on IQ as that second unit, and you sprinkle in some Frank to give you some defense. Because on this perimeter, you got Young. You have Lou Will. You have Herter. You have Bogdanovich. You have Snell. I mean, at one point, when the Hawks take out Capella and go to Gallinari at the five, they have five guys that can shoot the three on the perimeter. And so, again, I'm not saying that, you know, Frank is just, you know, some defensive stopper or shut down deep, but he's the best perimeter defender you have. If we could admit that, then I think we could admit that he should get some more minutes in this series, especially when Peyton is just giving you a zero. I think everything with Peyton is in his head right now. He's toast. He's not giving you anything offensively, and defensively he's not giving you anything either. He let Trae Young blow by him in transition on a couple of plays. I mean, 4 minutes into the game, Thibodeau, 4 minutes into the game, Tibbs goes to Derrick Rose, and the house exploded. I mean, if you were at MSG, the minute Derrick Rose got subbed into this game, Madison Square Garden absolutely exploded. And, yeah, for good reason, because we needed our real point guard out there. And from what I saw was that the Hawks, they put Trae Young on Bullock, who is not going to hurt him. And they put Collins on Peyton, which hurt him because Collins could basically play a free safety, not have to worry about Peyton's mid-range or three-pointer. So he could help out on Randall or whoever, or RJ. And then when Peyton's trying to drive to the basket, he's getting it thrown. So Tibbs immediately pulls him. And I thought that obviously that was a great move. But all in all, for this series, I think it's time to sit him down and roll Frank into that rotation. Not saying star Frank. Somebody in the chat said star Frank. No, I'm not starting Frank. We need rhythm in this offense. And that's the next point that I'm going to make, is that with Julius, you know, we're not going to win this series with Julius shooting 6 of 23 from the field with 15 points. That's just not going to happen. Now, we only have four dimes. And I think part of that was his lack of aggressiveness. And another part of that was, you know, he had a lot of wide open looks that were just missing, especially in the beginning of the game. RJ and Bullock accounted for at least 10 wide open looks that were just not falling. And we know about the chemistry between Randall and Bullock, especially, and Randall and RJ. He creates a lot of opportunities for those guys. So with Julius, he has to assert himself more. This is the playoffs, bro. He looked like he was in regular season speed last night. Even Clyde called him out. Fourth quarter, he didn't draw his first free throw attempts until the fourth quarter, and only two free throw attempts. That's not going to get it done. He's our engine. Ari says, are we taking calls tonight? Yeah, we're taking calls. Call in 657-383-1509. As soon as I get through my points, we'll take calls, hear from you guys, and announce the winner. The winner has been selected randomly, and we will announce it coming up. So Julius has to be way more aggressive, man. You can't have two free throw attempts at the start of the fourth quarter. 6 of 23 from the field. And so part of that is, you know, his energy. And part of that, to me, is a point guard. Getting him shots in rhythm where he doesn't have to go out there and create an isolation all the time. And Mike Walkenhoff of The Athletic, he was on the show that we did earlier today with SNY and Ian Begley, and he talked about the fact that, you know, a lot of Julius's shots that he's taken all year have been, you know, bad shots. He's been a bad shot shooter for most of the year, and he's gone down. Let's be real. He's been very skilled at that. But when this thing tightens up in the half court, it's not always going to go your way. And so now you're looking for ways to get him in better in rhythm. And with Peyton starting, forget about it. So that's why I feel like there's an urgency there to start Rose and get this thing going immediately. Someone to take the pressure off of Julius to create for himself, along with Burks, who can do that, and then also get Julius some easier buckets. And overall, I just think the Knicks need to do a better job of moving the ball around and forcing the Hawks to rotate until we can get to that open man and get some more open looks. You know, make the Hawks work on the defensive end a little bit more. Part of that is RJ. You know, RJ 1 for 6 from downtown. Third quarter, he turned it up. RJ turned up the Jets on him in the third quarter. Obviously, the dunk on Bogdanovich was everything. But beginning of the game, he's a bit cold. I'd like to see him go at Bogdanovich. I don't think Bogdanovich anything special on the defensive end. I'd like to see RJ take it to him a little bit. And can we expose Trae Young on the defensive end? As I said earlier today in the show, we got to make this kid work. We were not making Trae Young work at all on either end of the court. So we've got to find ways to go at this kid and expose him. No question. Got to find ways to get at Young and expose him and make him work. But make him put in some work. The kid didn't break a sweat last night. Those are some of the keys. You know, those are some of the keys. As I said last night, Rose, Quickly, and Burks are going to be the key. They did their part. Now it's time for the starters to do their part. That's Julius. That is led by Julius, first and foremost. Bullock, need more volume threes from Bullock, better shot attempts. He only took 5 threes last night. And RJ, only 2 free throw attempts. Need more than that. You know, the three of them combined for 15 of 47 from the 4 free throw attempts between RJ and Julius. It's not going to get it done. On the other hand, Rose, Quickly, and Burks combined for 54 points for you. And my guy, Alec Burks, was on the money last night. On the money. I've been telling you guys about this guy since he got here. A capable playmaker. A shot creator. Very important, especially with this offense. And RJ still trying to figure that part of his game out. A guy that can create his own shot from all three levels. And a guy that can get to the line. Burks led the team again last night in free throw attempts. I believe he had 7. 27 points for Alec Burks. Too bad it was wasted. He had Burks from free throw 6 of 8. 8 free throw attempts last night for Burks. Absolutely on the money was Alec Burks last night. And he facilitated a couple. He had a couple of dishes too. 4 dimes for Burks. So if I'm Tibbs, this is my backup point, man. This is where I'm going. I'm starting Rose, and I'm going to Burks. But you can't expect this guy to drop 27 every night. He's not going to get you that. But he's capable of ripping off an 18-point quarter like he did last night, like he did in the Spurs game, like he did against the Kings. You know, he can get you those, but you don't want to rely on that every night. So I thought Burks was solid. So, you know, those are the adjustments, man. I think it's just, it's number one, it's the defense on Young. I think we just have to settle for him making shots and not you know, leaving these other shooters wide open, the Bogdanoviches of the world, Herter when he gets in. You know, Collins really didn't have much going last night, but he could knock down threes in a game. You know, Collins really didn't have anything going last night. 12 points, 2 of 4 from downtown. He was decent. Hunter, not much. Bogdanovich, 4-9 from downtown. Trae Young, second in the league in assists this past season. So he's been a playmaker for them. So I want to see, let him, if he's going to get his points, get his points. Don't let the other guys beat you. And let's see where we go from there. Look at Danilo's haircut. What was Gallinari thinking with that haircut, man? The Rooster came in and came into MSG looking crazy. No wonder he was so off last night. The Rooster, Gallinari, 3 of 11 from the field last night. He caught Obi on a couple joints, but man, that haircut is crazy. He was looking like De Niro and Taxi Driver out there. So, we got to get it going, man. Got to get it going. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for you, boy. CP on the check-in, solo, dolo. Hey, lost last night, but what do you guys think, man? What are the adjustments that you want to make? Call me up right now. I want to hear from you right now. And we're going to announce the winner. I already know his name. It was already drawn. And that is 2 tickets to Game 2 on Wednesday, plus a $200 gift card to the NBA store. And that, once again, is sponsored by my guys at Forzano Law. Knicks fans, if you guys have been hurt in an auto accident, motorcycle, construction accident, slip and fall, trip and fall, nursing home abuse, my guys at Forzano Law will help you on the road to recovery and monetary compensation. Give them a call, 718-372-1397. Let them know that CP the Franchise sent you. Ask for Anthony, ask for David. They'll take good care of you. And they offer free consultation and also free representation unless you get paid. So definitely give them a call. The phone number, if you can't get through on the phone, you can go to the website, ForzanoLaw.com. They have a 24-hour live assistant as well. And those of you local, the address is 271 Avenue U in Brooklyn, one block away from the F train. So definitely want to thank my guys at Forzano Law for partnering with me on this giveaway. All right, so let's get to the phones here from some people. And then we're going to do the giveaway. JJ from Brooklyn kicks us off. JJ, how you feeling, bro?
Yo, CP, what's good, bro? How's everything, man?
Good, man. All things considered. How you feeling, bro?
Good, man. Not bad. Just still watching this Portland-Denver game. The guy Rivers hitting threes. Guys, man.
Austin getting a couple
threes? Yeah, he knocked down a couple of threes already. Lillard just hit a three from, like, half court. This guy pulling up from, like, 40 feet. Goodness, man. Oh, my God. But, yeah, man, I'm just so frustrated. I mean, a great game, man, classic game. But it was incredible just to hear the Garden rocking like that again. But
Yeah. Just
the thing with Trae Young, man, I feel like we got to just – the high pick and roll, I'm just shocked Tibbs didn't game plan for that. You know what I mean? Like, that's what they do. Whenever Trae Young gets in the lane, he either takes the long floater or, you know, he throws the lob to Capella. I feel like we were really trying to stop Capella. We were worried about the lobs. But I think we should turn Trae Young into a shooter. His shooting is overrated. He's only like a 33-34% career three-point shooter. I feel like fans overrate his shooting. Like, he's streaky, you know what I mean? Like, if he hits a couple, he'll get it going. But he's very streaky. He's not a consistent shooter at all. So I think we live with the long threes and just hope he misses them. We can't just let him get in the lane at will. And the thing I really didn't like putting in Frank, he's coming in ice cold. You know, I know most people think that only affects, like, offense, you know, that coming in cold like that. But defensively, too, he's just cold. He's not in the rhythm. And then you're going to put him on the best player. You know, that was just a tough assignment for him. And,
yeah,
you know, it backfired. He was on him for, you know, the first few seconds. And then I just had a feeling it was coming. I was like, he's going to crack. And then, you know, that's it. You know, that was tough, man. Tough. The thing with Randle, real quick, last point is I give him all the credit in the world for becoming a really good shooter. Just all the effort, you know, all the time he put in. But when you're not hitting your jumpers, like, you got to remember, you're a big dude. You're 250 plus, 6'9". Like, get in the lane. Like, he doesn't, you know what I mean? He doesn't take it inside as much anymore. Like, you're a strong dude. Go post up, Collins. You're making life easy for him. Just standing on the perimeter, taking, you know, step back mid-range jumpers. Just get down low and work, man. But yeah, agreed. That's it, man. Appreciate it. That's a good game too, man. Have a good night, bro.
Thanks, bro. Gotta get in the lane, man, and put in some work. Two free throw attempts in the fourth is just not gonna cut it. He's our guy. He's our engine. I hope he delivers in game two, man, because I don't want to hear the callers. Game two, if Randall doesn't put up a good effort, you're going to have to, man. This is it. The expectations are higher now, and the jersey's getting heavier. So I wish him luck on that quest, but he's just got to turn it up. This is not the regular season anymore. Every possession counts. And what I being there in the garden just – on some of those turnovers, on the double and triple teams, it was almost like he just threw the ball up out of frustration, just praying for somebody to help him. You can't do that. We said it all the time on every show, every preview show that we did this last week. He's got to make quicker decisions when double and triple teams come. He's got to make quicker and better decisions. Trust his teammates. Get the ball moving. Somebody's going to be open. Force the Hawks to rotate until you get a good shot that you like. But, you know, some of those possessions, he was just too lackadaisical, man. So he's got to play better. Here was Tibbs. Here's what Tibbs said in regards to the whole Peyton situation. Let me get that in here real quick.
Regards to Alford, you know, we're going to always put the best players – the players that we feel will help us win that game. So, and some guys fit better than others in situations. Some guys may be going well, whoever's going well, you know, but we have confidence in everyone on the roster.
All right. So pretty much nothing. He didn't really say anything, but his actions spoke. And like I said, with 4 minutes into the game, Tibbs was not playing around because Derrick Rose came right in and Peyton went right out all the way down to the end of the bench. You couldn't even see him on TV. That's how far down he went because he knew, you know, he knew his time was up. So again, he's just got to, if he's going to be in the game, you got to play better. And if you're going to be limited in your action, you know, get some hard fouls out there, earn your minutes. Peyton did not earn his minutes last night. So there's that. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for your boy. CP here on the twos. He didn't drop him off on the Discord. I'm going to you next on Mute Your Mic. I'm going to you next. He didn't drop him off. What's going on, bro?
Yeah, hello.
Yo, what's good, man?
What's up?
How you feeling?
Pretty good. Hold on. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, you putting me on hold, man.
All right. No. We're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, pretty mad about game one.
Yeah.
But we're all good. Because
okay.
Bet they won't win again.
You don't think they're going to win again?
Nope.
All right, man. He's kidding around. All right, let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Neil from Cali. Neil, how you feeling?
Hey, how you doing, CP? Everything good?
Yeah, man. How you feeling, bro?
Doing pretty good. I have a couple of points that I just wanted to summarize from Knicks fans that I found out. So basically, Knicks fans are feeling that we need a floor general. When the Knicks are shooting all of these threes and they're not going in, we need D. Rose or another guard to slow it down and to get the ball more into the paint, to get the feel and the flow of the game going. Keep chucking up threes when they're not going, that's a disadvantage. Second point is the pick and roll, as I think you guys mentioned. Need to switch up on the pick and roll, especially switching, instead of just trying to fight through or fade behind the pick and roll. I agree. The third point, Frank needs to come in when necessary. Fourth point, you mentioned that Randall has to pass the ball out quicker when the double team comes. Fifth point, scrap Peyton and have Derek, IQ, and Burks come in.
Yeah.
And last point is that I don't think Tibbs made the proper adjustments to the pick and roll during the game.
Yeah, they didn't. And so hopefully, thanks for the call to everybody out in Cali, holding it down on the West Coast for these New York Knicks, man. Yeah, there was no adjustments to the pick and roll all night. All you saw was Trae Young going to his right side and just, you know, having a party, man. The lane was wide open, and because there was so much concern with Capella, as he should have been, because he's been dangerous. He averaged 17-17 against the Knicks this season. So you had to definitely pay attention to him, but overall, there was just no adjustments on the pick and roll. You're absolutely right. As far as the threes, you know, just watching, I watched the game again today. Because sometimes, you know, when you're there and you're in the thick of things, sometimes you miss things. So watching it again on TV, listen, I didn't really have a problem per se with the 3-point shot selection. I felt like a lot of it was par for the course. A lot of it was the shots that they took in the regular season. I just felt like the biggest difference was it could have been rust, them having a week off, and also getting used to the crowd, man. Because when I tell you MSG was electric, MSG was on 10 before they even came out of the tunnel. It was let's go Knicks going on. I mean, the place was on fire. And so I think it was a lot of jitters, man. I thought they were overexcited for the moment. So especially RJ and Bullock, you know, a lot of those 3-point attempts they took, they were wide open looks. Wide open looks. So they just got to lock in, settle down, and Randall has to continue to put pressure on the defense. That way he can create for his guys, because we know he's our guy. So he has to be better. There's just no way around it. He has to be better. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your boys. Let's go to Aaron from Connecticut. Aaron, how you feeling?
What's up, CP? Hope you're doing well.
Thanks.
I love what you guys are doing over there. But yeah, what I wanted to say was I think we all acknowledge Tibbs is a great fans know it best. Coaching is very important. We had a terrible coach last season, and people thought we were delusional, but really they were. They said he was a scapegoat, but no, he wasn't. It was reality. And I think Tibbs has been great in the sense of instilling a culture, getting players to buy in, but I still think there's room for improvement. And I think as fans, we should hope to see him want to improve. So the room for improvement I think Tibbs has is making adjustments on the fly. I think he's got to notice when players are in rhythm or cold. So, like some things I saw last night were Obi was the rookie, but I think he could have played more minutes. I think IQ, we kind of just, he had a great first half, and then we didn't really go to him in the second half. I think he could have got more shots up. I think Randall, at 23 shots, made only 6. I think we could have not made him push the issue as much. Pick and roll adjustments, which we just heard about, we definitely could have made some adjustments there. I think allowing Trey to go left, in the post-game interview, they asked, were you from going right? And he said, we were just trying to stop the ball. I think it's much more important to stop them going right, make them go left, right? And then also allowing Trey to drive when he made a single 3 that whole game. You know, force him to do something he hasn't been doing the whole game. He was killing us with the floater. It's what I would say. I just think in general, we should really hope that Tibbs becomes a guy who makes adjustments on the fly, that he determines certain things based off of how the game is being. I know you are an advocate of Rose being starter, and, you know, just to play devil's advocate, I really think the trio of IQ, Rose, and Burks are so good. The synergy between those guys, I mean, IQ makes the game so much easier for Burks. So I wouldn't want to break that up. Really, what I would say is we have Randall as that playmaker-esque role, and have Frank in to defend and hit spot up 3. So let me know what you think of that. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Aaron. I think having Randall out there as the only capable and consistent playmaker out there is a recipe for disaster. I just think you're asking for too much, and I don't think the Hawks have to respect anything that the Knicks are going to be doing on the offensive end. And that's why Tibbs went so quick to add Rose in the first quarter. I understand, you know, that trio definitely adds a dynamic that could alter the chemistry if you do throw Rose in the lineup. But you could also stagger the lineups where you could still get them in with Rose as a starter and then sit him down and let Burks take over as the point guard. So you could still do that. I just think by having Randall out there as a sole creator, you're asking for trouble. And that's what we saw last night. Nobody respects what Peyton is doing out there. You had John Collins basically guarded, standing at the free throw line while Peyton is dribbling left to right, trying to figure it out. He takes it into the lane, he's getting it thrown. You know, he throws up a mid-range shot, you know that's not going in. So, you know, we need more shot creators, we need more playmakers out there with Randle. This is why we would say we need a starting point guard to build within the future. But that's the future, and this is the now. And I think in the now, you got to go to Rose right now. Stop playing games. You know, stop playing games. As far as Obi, I definitely did like Obi's minutes last night. I was certainly encouraged by the rookies playing well in their first playoff game, especially Quickly, man. Quickly had the Garden shaking with those three-pointers. So Quickly was great. Obi was good, too, in his minutes. Obviously, a dunk on Capella was good. Obi finished with, was that his only point? Five points for Obi. Hit a three as well. And so, yeah, he looked good. Are you going to play him more minutes than that? No, I don't think so. He got 12 minutes last night. You're not going to play him more than that in a playoff game. At the end of the day, Randle just has to play better. And you need Randle out there as a guy that can create for himself. You know, you need him out there. I don't think you're going to rely on Obi for much more than those 12 minutes. But in those minutes, he scrapped. He scrapped on the defensive end. He scrapped on the offense. He fought Capella, you know, for some boards late in the third quarter or early fourth. I forgot what it was. So I was certainly encouraged by Obi's minutes for sure. Certainly encouraged by Obi's minutes, man. Okay. Let's go to – oh, first of all, let me show some of the super chats that are coming, man. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for you, boy. I want to shout out Kenny Gale sent a super chat. He says, got to keep Rogaine out the paint. It's a lob. I have to think for a second. I have to think, who's Rogaine? Yeah, hey, man, Trey Young, yeah, he's a certain he's going to need to holler at LeBron so you get that LeBron treatment in a couple of years. But, hey, man, his game is on the money. So he says, got to keep Rogaine at the paint. It's a lob, floater, or stop and jump into the trailing defender behind him for a foul. Throw Peyton in the river. Oh, man, it's a tough crowd. Tough to Kenny, though. Also, salute to – let me scroll up here because YouTube, for some reason, takes away the Super Chat messages. Salute to Smarty Jones for the Super Chat. Smarty Jones, appreciate it. I saw my guy Steve Verner threw a super chat in here. Let me read his comment real quick. So to everybody in the chat once again. While I pull up the rest of the super chats, let's go to, this looks like a new caller, Ray from Detroit. Ray, what's going on, man? You got a 757 number. You from VA originally? What's going on?
I'll bounce around a little bit, CP. I'm in the Navy, so okay. I was stationed in VA.
Thanks for your service, bro.
Okay. So let's get right to it. I think we should just insert either Rose or Alec Burks into the starting lineup. Just get rid of Elfrid Payton,
mm-hmm.
and then whoever comes in, whoever he puts in on that first unit, just comes in with IQ in the second unit.
Yeah,
that's. I think it's very, very simple. Just because. You know, they provide a lot of firepower when they come in. And then, or maybe even let's try Frank.
No, I'm not doing that, bro. I'm not doing that. You're not getting enough creation. You're not getting enough offense. You're not getting enough chemistry. Listen, they haven't played Frank at the one all year unless it was an injury emergency. And I told you guys after the beginning of training, before training camp started, that Frank wasn't going to be considered as the point guard of this team. He's not that guy. You need him on the wing, 3-and-D, let him play off ball. But to say that you need him in there, we need a guy on the ball that can create for others consistently, that can drive and attack the paint consistently. Derrick Rose will give you that. Burks will give you that. Frank's not going to give you that, bro. Consistently, he won't. And so that's why I'm not going to go to him.
Yeah, well, I feel like anything's better than Elfrid at this point.
Yeah, I feel you, man. I definitely feel you on that, bro. Appreciate the call. Thanks for your service once again. Salute to everybody down in VA 757. Used to dribble down in VA myself. Big military town, so Salute to Ray, man. Everybody, salute to Ray for his service as well. My guy JD's in the chat. JD Sports Talk, what's going on? Chuck D, the Rhyme Animal, is in the building. Salute to Chuck D. We got the Shells in the chat, another mod. I ran into the Shells last night, Mike. It was good to see you last night. We were sitting right by each other. And so salute to everybody that was at the game, too, man. Everybody that was at the game that pulled up. Took pictures and whatnot, man. We took a lot of pictures with the fans and whatnot. So salute to everybody that was there and came through and showed love, man. This was some of the scenes from last night. Yeah, it was a bit dejected crowd, you know. Crowd definitely wasn't too happy about the loss, but afterwards it was a good cipher, good sessions outside talking to a lot of the people. This is the Knicks chick. Shout out Maria. She came through, made a cameo. Obviously, Papa Left was in here heavy. So, yeah, man, shout out to everybody that came through on the stream, everybody that came through to chop it up with me, taking pictures and whatnot. Still a good time, even though, you know, it was a tough loss. My guy Mosel from Harlem, the Wine God, was in the building. So we got some good footage outside of the game. So definitely make sure you guys check that out as well. All right, let's get back to the phones, and then we'll do our giveaway in a little bit. Let's go to – we're going to close with Ari. So, Jamel from Long Island. Jamel, how you feeling?
Yo, what up, CP, man? It's been a minute.
How you doing, bro? Yeah, been a minute, man. I remember this,
yeah,
is this, when you first called in talking about the playoffs, I think when the team had won a big game. I forgot which game it was, man. You were amped. What's going on?
Yeah, definitely. I was jumping out the window back then, and I'm still jumping out the window for our boys, man. But I definitely got some insights from game one, right? So basically what we saw was the Knicks didn't play a great game, and the Hawks only beat us by two. So
yeah.
I'm feeling optimistic about that straight out the gate. Second of all, why are we not putting RJ on the block when they put Trae Young on him? That's barbecue chicken,
bro.
Mouse in the house.
Barbecue chicken, and the one time they did it, he made him pay. He made
exactly.
him pay.
So, and then the other thing is, look at when Kevin Huerter is in the game, right? Alec Burks. That's barbecue chicken. As Alec Burks isn't in the corner, they put him on the block. Barbecue chicken. Like,
yep.
We need to start playing inside out with our guards,
yes.
And then that's going to open up the floor. The other thing is, look at when we do any type of motion with our guys, whether it's Reggie Bullock or whether it's get those guys in motion and make these guys chase those guys around and kind of run them off screens, kind of like how they do Steph Curry. Because these guys could shoot on the move. And IQ could shoot off the bounce. So make these guys chase them around. One, you're going to get them tired. Two, you might get them in some type of foul trouble because IQ does that little stop and start kind of like how Trae Young do before he shoot. So we need to take advantage of those things. And then the other thing is my man Obi Toppin was balling out of control. We need to find minutes for him. Especially if Randle is kind of like having a slow start, which he tend to do off of these breaks. He tend to have a slow start to get back in rhythm. We need to find some time for him and let the kid ball. Like, if he's balling, go with the hot hand. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm with you 100%, man. I'm with you 100%. The chat is definitely feeling it, and I'm seeing a lot of fives coming across the board. So, Jamel, great call, and definitely appreciate you calling back, man. Good to hear from you. Once again, and I agree. I agree 100%. You know, shout out my guy, Taya Clay. I was talking to Taya Clay. He hit me up early on the gram and said the same thing. You know, we got to be hunting Trae Young on the offensive end and making this kid work, man. Making this kid work. This kid did not have to work for anything last night on either side of the ball, but especially on the defensive end, we got to try to expose him and make him work. And the one time that they got to RJ, who had Trae Young on him on the switch, RJ backed him down in the post, and it was easy money, barbecue chicken. Huerter, same thing. You got to take advantage of that. The one thing that the Hawks did well last night was that they had Hunter, who started the game this time. Hunter didn't play most of the earliest series. I think he only played the first game of the regular season of the first of the three-game set. And so the Hawks had a pretty big lineup out there defensively. And like I said, they had Collins on Peyton. They had Hunter on Randall, single coverage for the most part, and so they went big. But when Herter's in the game, when Lou Will is in the game, when you have Trae Young in the game, Gallinari in the game, you know, when Capella's at that game, the paint is wide open. When the paint is wide open, we should not have only four free throw attempts between our top two guys, man. When Capella comes at that game, there is no paint protection. There is no rim protection. They can be exposed. And so hopefully in game two, again, those are some of the adjustments I hope that we make. All right. Couple more. First off, let me salute some more of the super chats came in. Salute to Rhyme Animal, Chuck D. Everybody throw a hashtag PE in the chat to salute to the legends. He says, we had to know we were on the Hawks blackboard, 3-0, Randall on smash, and we hadn't stopped Trae Young in seven quarters. And we got spared when Pell put him down. Frank was in the blender, but it was his only job. So salute to Rhyme Animal, Chuck D. Definitely agree there. Henry Sosa, appreciate the super chat, Henry. Smarty Jones, as I said, Steve Verner, my guy Steve, says, remember Capella said that they had a game plan for Randall. Got to start Frank. Rose can't play 40 minutes. Randall was in his own head. Obi needs more minutes. The bench mob are the only reason we're in the game. I'm not starting Frank, bro. I'm sorry, man. I need a dog at the one. I need a dog. And I just don't see it. I just don't see the offense flowing with him in the game. And I still want him in there. But I want him in there primarily playing defense. Give me an open corner three if we get him that opportunity. But I need more fluidity in the offense, and that to me is going to come from Rose primarily, Burks secondarily. It's not going to come from Frank. It's not going to come from Frank, in my opinion. Evergreen G says the fan-made hashtag Big 15 EP is completed. Who is this? Shout out to Jay Boogie. BJ Samuel, salute to BJ Samuel. He says, Trae Young hair looks like a lollipop that fell on a rug. Salute to BJ Samuel. Dell Will says, Julius seemed like he was in his own head. Tonight, got to make Young earn his trips to the line. We'll clean things up and just be fine. Rob Harry, appreciate the super well. Rhyme Animal Chuck D, this was from yesterday. He says, playoffs is another beast. Welcome to the Terror Dome. Knicks Nation, it comes down to what team will be out there and beat the other team four times. So there that is. All right, let's go back to the phones, and we'll take a couple more calls, and we're going to wrap up with Ari. See a lot of new callers here, so I want to make sure we get in. The phones were kind of iffy yesterday, so definitely want to make sure I get to some more people. Will from Harlem. Will, what's going on, bro?
CP, what's good, my guy?
How you feeling, man? How you feeling, bro?
I'm doing all right, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm a little, but I'm doing all right. You know what I'm saying? Real quick, man. The beginning of the game is like everybody was tight. It was a lot of like hard shots off the back of the rim. You know, playoff jitters.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. We didn't get no early buckets. It was hard. It took us like a whole quarter and a half to really get our stride. Second point, real quick. It's all about Julius, bro. And I told you, I called when I said, he got to get rid of that ball quicker. I told you that before it started. He got to get rid of that ball quicker than that, man. And another thing about it, I need him to take that walk-up jump shot. Why is he dribbling, and then forcing the fadeaway? Take that pull-up. Get that confidence in him. You know what I'm saying, CP? And the last thing I want to say is that, like the caller said, that was given the five. I'm not worried about that. Trae Young had his game. He do what he did. But if our big dog come to play, they ain't going to be able to handle us, dog. That's all I got to say for that tonight, bro. I appreciate the call. I want the call last night, but I was distraught, bro. But I'm here. I'm going on vacation, my G. But I'm going to be in there Friday still rocking with y'all, my
no
dude.
Doubt, appreciate the call.
I appreciate you.
Man.
No doubt, fam.
Hey, man. Appreciate it.
Yes.
Let's go rapid fire. Fahad in Queens. Fahad, did I pronounce your name correctly?
You got it, man. You got it. Thank you so much for your time. Yeah, yeah. I mean, a couple things I wanted to point out. I wanted to reiterate one of the other callers said about taking advantage of defensive matchups, obviously with Trae Young, with Herter, and even with Bogdanovich. I saw a couple of times in the third quarter, him standing next to RJ. RJ literally looked like he was twice his size. As much of a beast he is on the offensive end, let's kind of put him to the test as well.
Yeah, I agree, man. Bogdanovich is not that guy on the defensive end, man. You've got to be able to get some advantages there, especially through RJ. And I felt like when Julius was pressing a bit too much and Peyton was out of sync, especially early in the first quarter, I want to see them go through RJ, maybe get him to play make a little bit or force the issue against Bogdanovich. He was just a little bit too much perimeter base for RJ, but I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, yeah. One more thing, I'll let you go. I'll be on my way then. I don't know if you brought it up earlier, but on that last play, John Collins lost his sneaker. He was standing in that corner with one sneaker. I wish our guys were more mindful of that. Maybe you can concentrate a bit more on Trae Young. I doubt he would do much with that one sneaker on if he had the ball in his hands.
Yeah, I would have sold out and blitzed him, man. I would have sold out and blitzed him, you know, taking a chance. If he hits a 3-1 shoe, you give him credit. He earned it.
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Appreciate the call, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like Taj and Frank had him cornered, but Frank just gave him a corner, man. He tried to force him left, and Trae just crossed him up, blew right by him. So, and then Julius came late with the help. Everything just broke down. First off, on this play, we had four people out on the court at one point. So it was just a lot of helter-skelter going on. I was not confident that we were even going to get to stop. Because we didn't even have our guys out there set and ready and focused and prepared to get this last possession defended well. You know, that's just not going to do it. That's just not going to do it. So, and like I said, the last play of the game, I didn't like that either because why would you have Burks, who was your hottest scorer, inbounding the ball? I didn't think that made any sense. To me, with 0.9 seconds left, Randall's probably the third option. I'm going Burks, who was hot. I'm going Rose. I'm going Quickly even. And then I'm going Julius to give me a turnaround prayer. You know, nothing on him, but he's got to get his with a bit more rhythm than those guys. And with 0.9 seconds left and a quick turnaround, I'm going to Burks first. I'm going to D-Rose. And then I'm going to IQ, and then I'm going to Julius on that. I just didn't like the late game execution by and large. I didn't like that last play defensively, and I didn't like offensively what we tried to do with 0.9 left. So they got to tighten up. All right, couple more before we wrap up. Also, remember the show is presented to you by Manscaped, fellas. I keep telling you, the Lawnmower 4.0 is it. And, yeah, man, salute to our partners at Manscaped, man, always holding us down. What I love about the Lawnmower 4.0 is, number one, it still has that ceramic blade technology, skin-safe technology to avoid those nicks. It's got the LED light that we always like, whatever you're into. This thing now is a spotlight. So if you want to do it in the dark or whatever the case may be, allows you to see a lot better, man, and get you know, under those areas that you didn't know existed before, man. So make sure you do that. And also, the on-off button is a bit more sleeker, so it doesn't just go on, you know, it might go off in your bag or whatnot. So Lawnmower 4.0 is definitely it. And salute to my guys at Manscaped, man. Number one men's grooming tool from head to toe. We do ship to the European Union and Australia as well. So all my guys out there, make sure you guys go get yours. And they're offering, as always, to our viewers, 20% off plus free shipping with promo code NYX. So go to manscaped.com, enter promo code NYX for 20% off plus free shipping. All right, let me see what Dave is saying here. Okay, all right, no doubt. So we got Jay Boogie on the line. All right, so I had Ari as going to go to Ari in a bit. Alan sends a super chat. He says, salute. He says, hoping Tibbs lets Frank start off on Trae game one. So we rough dude up right from the start. Reggie won a bunch of game ones too, but rarely the series. Have Clyde get Trae some just for men and tell them get out of here. Oh, man, you guys are killing this kid, man. Killing this kid, Trae Young, man. Rightfully so, though. You know, he had it going, man. The kid was cooking. Flamed us all night. All night. My guy, JD, sent a super chat, and he said that, what JD said, and he described the building and energy when RJ caught the body on Bogdanovich. That was like a signature Nick moment for him. I hope Randall responds. New York is mean. Let me tell you something, man. When RJ posterized Bogdanovich, it was electric in MSG. I mean, the whole night was just a vibe, man. Let me see if I find it here for you guys. This is the Burks. This is Burks. Oh, here it is. Woo! When RJ caught this body, man, let me tell you something. The place was just going bananas because it was a grind all night, man, just to get into a rhythm and just get our guys going. And this was part of the run. You know, this is part of the run. I think we would end up going up 7 after this. The RJ dunk tied the game, and we were going up 7 after that. And listen, man, it just blew the roof off of MSG. MSG was just on tilt the whole night. It was amazing just being there. And hopefully Wednesday night we bring the vibe. Hopefully we bring the same energy, man. But this was a great moment for RJ. Loved it for him. I mean, look, just look at the crowd, you know, for those of you watching our video, the crowd was just going crazy, going absolutely ape, man. And give credit to D Rose once again, getting us out there in transition, as he usually does well. And RJ with the signature flush, Bogdanovich, have some. So let's go, man. And as far as Julius is concerned, yeah, he's got to get it right and get it tight because it could get real unforgiving. In this town, if he doesn't deliver, you know, it's just how it goes. Shout out to Nick Kowalowski checking in from New Zealand. Nick, how you feeling, man? He says Trae looks like the aftershot when using Manscaped. Hey, I don't know, man. I don't know how you're using your lawnmower 4.0, Nick, but if that's how it looks to you, I take your word for it, man. But thanks for the super chat. My guy, LaShawn Paul, my cousin, what's going on, Lash? He says, we will come back strong Wednesday night. Hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Me and my guy, Lash, are headed down to the A. He's going to meet me down to the A in the A games 3 and 4. So we'll be out there, man. Make sure you guys pull up on us. Still working out for Atlanta. I'm still working out the meetup. Trying to figure out a place, a bar where we can meet up. Before the game, after the game, Saturday game as well, and then before and after Sunday. So I'm trying to figure out, establish a headquarters for the Knicks fans down there and the Knicks fans traveling. So stay tuned for further announcements on that. Okay, couple more. Smarty Jones again. He says, thanks for the great content. Go Knicks. Appreciate it. Full Hypnotic says, Tibbs has got to go with the hot hand. For sure. Okay, couple more calls before we wrap. I want to get to... let me get to Jose from Panama. Jose, what's going on, man?
Hey, CP, what's good, man? What's good?
How you doing, man? Are you really in Panama, or are you in, like, Flushing, Queens? Where you at, bro?
Panama City, Panama, papa.
What's wow. Up? Okay, man. Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, been watching the podcast. Really good times. Let's talk some Knicks, okay? Hey,
yeah.
First of all, I started watching the game, and I'm going to tell you right now, Elfrid Payton cannot play in this series. We cannot put Elfrid Payton to play in this series. We need to go either to Burks, to Rose, or to Emmanuel quickly to start the game and try to do a three-man rotation in that point guard position. Hey, as everybody was saying, we got to go to the hot hand as usual. We got to start boxing out a little bit more because we were giving too many easy putbacks.
Yeah.
Also, last thing, because I know that you're a busy man, we got to work on that defense. It cannot be true that Trae Young on that pick and roll is going, like we say here, like we say in Spanish, como Pedro por su casa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We have to work on that defense. We have to have better communication on defense, man.
Yeah. That's a fact, man. Like a dog in the house. You know what I'm saying? Come
exactly.
on, man. Yeah, I know my Spanish, Jose. I'm up on it, man. I could have been a diplomat if I needed to, man. Appreciate the call, man.
Man.
Let's go. Thanks for calling,
man. Shout out, man.
Anytime, bro. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you for the call.
Man. Thank you. Yeah, Jose didn't know it could flow with the Spanish, man. Yeah, man. Versatile CP. You know what I'm saying? You might catch me in a suit. You might catch me in my Knicks fan TV gear in stores now. Make sure you go ahead and copy playoff snaps, you know? Yeah, man. That's it. Let's do. All right, a couple more. Let me go to Astoria. Tom, how you feeling?
Hey, first time caller, long time listener. See, how you doing?
Good, man. How you feeling, bro?
Good, good. So I was at the game last night, sitting in the 400 level. I've been a Knicks fan since the 90s. Mm-hmm. I was crying when I was a kid, tearing my John Starks poster off the wall in the Houston series. So stepping into MSG, I would say win or lose, it's just an emotional, it was a visceral experience. I was high-fiving random people. I literally had tears when I walked in the building. So it was just a thrill. My stepfather was a huge Knicks fan, passed away a few years ago. So it was just such a emotional experience to be there. And I implore anybody who ever not to go to, haven't gone to a playoff game, that it was a real special experience. But the couple of things I wanted to touch on, you know, observing the game there, is we really miss Mitch's body in there. Anybody who says that, I love New Orleans, Noel's defense, but Mitch gives you the ability to attack the basket. And it gives you that extra size. And Taj did a yeoman's effort, like really hustling for loose balls and getting offensive rebounds. But you don't have that lob threat to attack the rim. And we don't have that from Julius. We don't have like that alley-oop guy that's kind of in there. And then the second thing I noticed is they were giving us the paint. You made the great point a couple of callers ago. You have Burks, you have Quickley, you have Rose, you have even RJ. You have guys who could penetrate the paint and dish. So I think it makes more sense sometimes to not go through Julius. They were really pressing on him. Like, I watch even the way Gallinari is defending him. He's right in his legs, not giving him any space. They did their homework. They're like, we're not going to let you run the offense through Julius. So, you know, and you have Quickley. You have all these guys who could penetrate and dish. And Burks has great court vision. So to me, yeah, it's like I know we've beaten the horse with the Elfrid Payton. There's no excuse. And you have guys who can really take advantage of that paint. And I think it's going to go down is if you continue to give Payton minutes and God forbid the Knicks lose this series, there's going to be a lot of second guessing that who could we have not gone with that penetrating dish playmaker.
Yeah, I agree, man. And appreciate the call, Tom. Definitely.
Thank you, man.
Definitely agree with you on that, man. And as Tom mentioned, you know, being back at the Garden and you know, how emotional, you know, and sentimental it got in there. You could feel that. You could definitely feel that, man. A lot of people hit me up. I had a kid hit me up and you know, talked about, you know, the experience going back with his father. My guy Chris was in there with his son's first playoff game. So it meant a lot to a lot of people to be in the building, man. You just felt that energy. You felt the passion in there. And like I said, our fan base is like no other. Now, if the team could just, you know, take that energy and convert it into some wins, hopefully it starts on Wednesday. So hopefully we get back on track. Okay, let's get back to Ari in the building. Ari, how you feeling, man?
Hey, what's up, CP? I'm feeling all right. I'm feeling a little better than yesterday, obviously.
All right. Did you take the Bucks tonight, Ari? Did you bet on the Miami Heat? Did you have any action on the table?
Yeah, I took Miami. But it's all right. It's all right. I'm sports betting. I'm actually doing well. It's the crypto game that's not going well right now.
Yeah,
but that's a different story.
Sharp correction, man. But all right, let's go.
Yeah. But all right. So listen. I mean, you know, I think everybody had good points. You know, I'm with everybody else. I don't think Elfrid Payton. Forget about like, I don't. Elfrid Payton just like, you know, Tibbs holds people accountable. You have to earn your spot. He hasn't earned his spot, so I don't think he deserves to play anymore. I'm with UCP. I would not let Frank play, especially the point guard. That's not the answer. You know, I would do what the Panama kid said and basically run the whole three guard, you know, Quickley, Rose, and Burks. And I would give Emmanuel Quickley, you know, Elfrid Payton's 10 minutes a game extra. You know, there's different adjustments I would make on offense and defense, right? So for defense, the adjustments I would make is that Tibbs was just letting the pick and roll happen and not making any adjustments. When you have a guy like Trae Young, you got to throw different looks at him constantly. So for example, I would blitz the pick and roll all right? I would blitz the pick and roll. Then every once in a while, you know, I would, you know, not blitz the pick and roll, but, you know, force him to like his left into help, right? And force him left into help. There would be other times, I think, you know, for example, last night when we really couldn't stop them down the stretch, honestly, I wouldn't mind, you know, if you cannot stop that pick and roll and you can't stop him, throw a zone at him a little bit. At least it's a different look that they haven't seen before. What I'm trying to say is you have to switch up the looks constantly because a player like Trae Young, who's such a good offensive weapon, if you're going to blitz the pick and roll, he's going to know where to pass it to. If you're going to play a zone, he's going to know what to do. So you have to switch it up constantly throughout the game. Constantly. So that's what I would do on defense, right? And on offense, the adjustments I would make is that, you know, at the end of the day, we still held the, you know, we still held them to under 110 points, right? You know, so it's our offense that really struggles, right? So, and the reason why it struggles is because we run very simple plays that are very predictable to guard. It's either ISO Randall or it's, you know, pick and roll Derrick Rose. And if you watch the offense, there's always a guy camping in the corner. Like three guys on the court aren't moving at all. And then Taj Gibson comes up for the pick and roll. It's just very predictable to guard, right? And the shots that we're hitting, like Alec Burks was hitting Kobe shots last night just to keep us in the game. Like, just because he had a good game and just because it was close doesn't mean it should have been close, right? Because those were not easy shots. So what I would do is I would try to get easier buckets. I would be more aggressive going to the rim. And like I've been saying for the past, you know, three streams we've had, I'm trying to get my man, Emmanuel Quickly, some open looks, man. I just run some off-ball actions, and instead of him shooting seven times a game, your best shooter should be shooting 15 shots a game. But I would be actively looking for – I would be using Quickly the same way Mike Woodson used Steve Novak or something like that. Literally outside of timeouts, run around screens, try to get the ball to him. And if he is not open, at least he's drawing attention to him. It'll open up the floor for everybody else. But at the end of the day, if Randall's going to shoot 6 for 23, it's not going to work out for us. But Tibbs has to switch up the defensive looks constantly, and we have to try to get easier buckets. So that's what I would do.
I like that. Appreciate the call, man. Appreciate the call. Better luck tomorrow night, Ari, on the spreads. Better luck tomorrow, man. All right, man. We got to let's close the show with Jay Boogie, and then we're going to do our giveaway, man. The winner is going to be announced. Two tickets to game two, plus a $200 gift card. So you're going to be able to get a nice jersey, get some nice drip, whatever it is you want. Maybe you want to spread the money around, or you just go get a jersey, man. And then you get two tickets to the game. You know, you're going to be in the building Wednesday night. Pull up on me. I'll be in the building. Come through halftime. Come through post-game. Be on Knicks Fan TV. So that's a whole package involved there, man. So somebody's going to go home a lucky winner. All right, Jay Boogie, let's go, man. How you feeling, bro?
Salute. I'm feeling good, man. I ain't got no worries. I don't want nobody else to do no worrying. You know what I'm saying? First thing first, let me give y'all a good insight, good point of view. What we learned last night was Quickly, OB, and Burks. All three of them can play under the bright lights. It don't get no brighter. The hazard lights was on last night in the building. If a deer was in the front of the hazard lights, it wouldn't have moved. The city was on flame. It was on fire. And that's what you want to see. Can my two youngins play up under these bright lights and Burks shine down on them bright lights? Make sure Burks is back on this team with some type of deal or contract next year. The only thing that's been holding Burks back this year was COVID and slight injuries. I don't want to hear nothing else about Burks not being a part of this team, man. Second thing is this, man. Chuck already said this is the Terror Dome. So if this is the Terror Dome, y'all got to act like it's the Terror Dome. We got to take these six games that's left, break them down. Break them down in half. You got to play the next three games. You got to play it old school, the best two out of three. Back in the days, it was two out of three. Then it was three out of five. And then it was four out of seven. None of the series was four out of seven from the jump back in the days. So now our next three games, we got a mandatory win. We got to win two out of the next three games, starting with Wednesday night, and we got to definitely go get one of them games in Atlanta. I don't care what you do. A-Town Stomper, I don't care how you feel. We got to have one of them games in Atlanta. That is mandatory. If not, then the series is over. You know what I'm saying? And we'll say congratulations, be happy and cry and have some tears, but more importantly, be happy for a great season. But it's mandatory to win two out of the next three games. Third thing, you got to press that dude full court. When we score a basket or the turnover, you got to pick Trey up full court. You cannot allow him to walk the ball up court. You can't allow him to be comfortable to walk into a high pick and roll, you know what I'm saying, to set their offense up where he can R2-D2 the whole network and see what's going on. You got to touch that man full court all the way from one end to from the back court all the way into the full court to the full court effort. You got to touch him. You got to bang him. You got to be physical with him. You can't be light with him. And when he's on defense, put him in high pick and roll. Bang his body up. You got to wear that man down. That man was too comfortable and easy. And I'm going to tell you what, something else what Nate McMillan did. When D-Rose came in that game, a lot of people might not even saw. He took Trey out the game. So when Rose is up and down the court several times, now he's got to close the first half and the same thing in the second half when he brought him in early, and he got to close the end of the game. He was taking Trey out the game so he could finish on D-Rose, and his legs was not going to be able to play on the offensive end and the defensive end. He was having lights out with Trey or with Lou Williams. So somebody's got to do something to step up in the first part of our game, you know what I'm saying? And if it's not going to be, you know what I'm saying, the little running back, you know what I'm saying, get him out of the game and put somebody else in the game that can make that man play some defense. Trey was not playing no defense. A lot of times he was caught just playing on Reggie Bullitt, and Reggie Bullitt is not doing nothing but standing on the wing. You know what I'm saying? We need somebody that's going to make that man make them feet move and everything. And another thing, when they go small ball, when they had Hunt in that game, the other little redhead guy, I can't think of his name, but right. When they had Hunt, when they had Trey Young, when they had I can't think of his name. The other sharpshooter. Anyway, when they go small ball, it's okay for us to go small ball. You know what I'm saying? It's okay to have maybe Bully and have Burks and have Quickly and Rose and Julius playing the five. It's okay to go small ball. You know what I'm saying? To spread the court a little bit more. Big man. It's not a scoring factor. He's not gonna post up. He's not gonna hit jumpers. All he's gonna do is set picks and dive to the back. I know Julius can check that. He checked the boy in Indiana when the All-Star event was on the run. So I know he can play him because I know he got the heart to go check him. But if you got the counterpunch, you know what I'm saying, you can't be waiting on these last moments to make a different type move. We don't have three games this year to see and know what Trey Young going to do. So we're supposed to have a game plan for that dude. But I'm not all that upset about us taking that L. Yeah, it'll look good on the internet. Yeah, it'll look good for the fans. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, all that would have been great. But we don't need last night to know that the city is completely back. What I need us to do is go ahead and handle our business within this next three-game series right here, you know what I'm saying? And I know Julius is not going to have the same 6-for-23. Trey showed up. Julius didn't show up. So I know it's got to be Ingram. I know he got to be wanting to get back on that court. I know he got to be feeling bad. I know he got to be feeling he let the city down. So he should have been – he shouldn't have slept good. He should have been in that gym all the way to 4 o'clock daylight this morning or any time. But you know what I'm saying? I'm not mad about our big fella. I know he's going to handle our business, but everybody have patience and be okay. It's okay we took that one L. You know what I'm saying? The playoff game series do not start until somebody wins on somebody else's court, and they won on our court. Now it's time for us to turn the whole series around and do what we got to do. I know we got plenty of fans in the ring. We got more fans down there probably ready to go than when they got their own building. You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to be a problem for us to play in their building, but the problem is when we get back home, that series is going to be tied up. We need to be starting fresh all over in game five and break it down to another best 2 out of 3. Let's start Wednesday with 2 out of 3, and let's come back home 5 and make it 2 out of 3. That's what my scenario I got. Everybody be patient and easy, man. I love y'all. God bless you. Continue on being healthy. Continue on being safe. You know what I'm saying? God bless the man that just came through talking about his dad being all around Nick player throughout his life, and he made it to his first playoff game. God bless you. Salute everybody, man. Salute Chuck D. Salute all the fans that was in the building. It was great to see Spike jumping up down. The city was lit, man. And don't worry. That's the first time it's coming. We're on a long stretch, man. This ain't just a one stop. This is a long career stretch from years and years and years to come. God bless you, and y'all have a great night, man.
Boogie closes the show with another 5-star sermon. What more can you say, man? What more can you say? You got to make the kid work. That's just the bottom line.